Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to two openings in the Scripture this evening, to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and then also Hebrews chapter 10. 2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews chapter 10. We began, what was it, a couple of Fridays ago, talking about the spirit of faith and begun teaching on the subject of faith. I'm excited about it. I'm stirred up. I've spent a good portion of my life thinking and talking about faith. And I am not interested in backing off or slowing down. Amen. I know what it's done for me. And everybody needs to know about faith. There is no such thing as being a serious Christian and you don't care about faith. It's inseparable with being a Christian. In fact, Christianity is called the faith, because that's how you're saved, by grace through faith. And it is how you receive from God. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. Every day of receiving and dealing with things can only be done successfully in and through faith. And how do you overcome all the problems in this life? The Scripture said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And what determines whether what you did today was pleasing to God or not? Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible. There's no way to please Him. So if we pray, got to pray in faith, or it doesn't please God. If you give, got to give in faith. If you work, I don't care if you're flipping hamburgers or changing flats or stocking a grocery shelf or driving a truck, better do it in faith. Amen. Amen. Or that portion of your day was displeasing and unpleasing to God. Somebody said, you can't flip hamburgers in faith. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Amen. You know one big way you could tell whether you're doing it in faith or not? If you're doing it in faith, you're not griping about it. It's a fact. If you're doing it, oh boy. It's a fact. If you're doing it in faith, you can't be griping about it. Can you stand there and flip hamburgers and say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for this hamburger. Thank you that I got a job. Amen. Glory to God. And I bless this hamburger and the person that's going to eat it. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. God's so good to me. I've been sowing seed. He's bringing me up. I may own this place by next year. Glory to God. Amen. If you stand there and gripe and bellyache, it's not pleasing to God. He can't confirm what you're doing. He can't promote and bless what you're doing because it's not of Him. Now, faith is such a big key in our lives. Well, let's look in 2 Corinthians 4 and begin talking further about this. In 2 Corinthians 4, in verse 13, 2 Corinthians 4, 13, let's just pause a minute and pray here and release our faith for the rest of the service. Father, I thank You for all You've already done for us. You're so good to us, so kind, so gracious. And Lord, we thank You that tonight Your Word is life to us and health to all of our flesh. We ask You to open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our heart and mind to understand and receive. And we thank You for the great, wonderful teacher You've sent to help us, the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's our guide. Thank You for revealing to us truth and answers, and we by Your grace will not be hearers only, but we will be doers. And as we do, we're blessed. Thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We have ears to hear. Thank You, Lord. In verse 13, He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Let me read it again. We having the what? Same spirit of faith. You know, the Bible talks about God hadn't given us the spirit of fear, What has He given us? Well, among other things, spirit of faith. He's given us, you know, the spirit of love and power and a sound mind. He's given us the spirit of adoption, the spirit whereby we cry, Abba, Father. There are many definitions, many explanations of the Holy Spirit He's given us. But how many know the Holy Spirit, the Spirit dwelling in us, is not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of faith. Amen. Not a spirit of doubt and unbelief, but a spirit of faith. And the same spirit that Abraham had, same spirit of faith. There are not four or five Holy Ghosts. There's not an Old Testament Holy Ghost and a New Testament Holy Ghost. Same Spirit. Everybody say same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
This is exciting when you think about it, because the same Spirit that Abraham looked up in the sky and saw all those stars and said, Lord, I believe it. You said it. You can do it. That Spirit lives in me and you. The same Spirit that Daniel got in that lion's den and slept through the night with. That spirit of faith. Same spirit that David faced Goliath with.
Amen.
That spirit of faith is in you.
That's right.
If it enabled him to face Goliath, you can face your boss man.
Amen.
You can face the customers.
Amen.
Without being scared, without getting mean, without getting ugly, but just be bold and win.
Amen.
And win.
Amen.
And win.
Amen.
This is something I've been saying for about a month now. Did you know the devil is a loser?
Yes.
It's his defining thing. You know, I know it sounds funny, but he is. He's a loser. And I'm a winner. It's biblical. We got scriptures right in there. He tried to have an uprising in heaven, and what happened? He lost. He tried to wipe out the people of God in Noah's time with the flood, and what happened with that deal? He lost. And he tried to wipe out the people of God in the wilderness. He thought he had them for sure. But what happened?
He lost.
He lost.
That's right.
He thought he would tempt Jesus and mess up the whole deal out there in the wilderness with him. But after 40 days and 40 nights, pulling every trick out of the bag, doing everything he knew to do, what happened?
He lost.
He lost.
Hallelujah.
He's good at it now.
Yeah.
This is what the devil has been doing for millennia.
Amen.
Losing.
Amen.
Oh, I like it. Everybody said out loud, the devil's a loser.
The devil's a loser.
He's a loser. And I'm a winner.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And boy, he really thought he had done something when he managed to move people and Jesus was crucified. And they laid him in the tomb. He thought he had really won. But what happened? Oh, did he lose?
Yeah.
He lost so big, he will never be able to get over it.
Yeah.
And he thought some way or another, even after being stripped, he could use his wiles and trickery and mess up the body of Christ. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and anointed all of those folk, the 120, and then the thousands of the church, and then us. And every day, people are getting saved. People are getting filled with the Spirit. They're getting healed. The church is growing. What's happening?
He's losing.
He's losing.
Yeah.
He's losing in a big way.
That's right.
And did you read the back of the book? Soon and very soon, a great big old angel is going to come out of heaven, grab him by the nape of the neck, and slap chains on him, and open the door to the dark pit and throw him in there and shut it. I mean, he is losing. He's a loser. His destiny is to completely lose. Our destiny. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Well, I didn't think that was my message, but I'm full of that. So I, every time I get a kick out of just, you know, walking in my yard and go, loser. You're a loser. Because has he ever tried to mess with you? He's always tried to mess with me so many times, and he'll come and tell you, the money ain't coming this time. You ain't going to get it this time, but God comes through again. He's a loser. I'm a winner.
Right.
Amen.
Amen?
Say it again. The devil.
The devil. is a major loser. In fact, he's the loser. And I'm a winner. Glory to God. In fact, I'm more than a winner. More than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. It's not in my notes, but it's so. We have the same spirit of faith. Now, if you go over to Hebrews 10, which, you know, it wasn't written in chapter and verse, but it goes on into chapter 11, that great hall of fame of faith chapter. And he tells about how Abel had faith and Enoch had faith and Abraham had faith and Sarah had faith and on and on and on. And how many understand the same spirit of faith we're reading about in that chapter is in me. Amen. And in you. Amen. Not a different one. The same spirit of faith. Now the spirit of faith is not just taught. It's caught. Amen. Do you know what I mean by that? You don't. The spirit of faith in you does not grow and increase and dominate your life just because you're around people of faith. Now that can help, but it doesn't come automatically by association. There, I mean, just looking in the scriptures, you see where people, you have a man and a woman who were great people of faith, and then their sons were sons of the devil. And then you see the reverse of that. You see parents that live for the devil, and then you see a son and a daughter that had faith for God. Amen. And you see people that were in some great moves of God and around people of strong faith and yet go out and not even serve God. So you have to have a heart for it. Amen. And you have to want it. Amen. Have to have a desire for it. Amen. Pursue it. Amen. And then as it's ministered to you, receive it. The spirit of faith is tangible. The spirit of faith is perceptible. You can see faith in people. You remember when the individuals, the four, brought the paralyzed man in before Jesus? Remember, they tore off the roof and they let him down there. And what did the Bible say? When Jesus saw their faith. I've heard people say, well, you know, the man didn't have faith of his own. Well, no, it said there. Every one of them. Amen. Amen? Their faith. Well, it takes faith to let somebody, if you're paralyzed, hoist you up on the side of the house. Huh? A lot of people, sick people, oh, they'd be screaming and yelling, oh, no, no, you can't take me up there. He said, hoist me up. Right. Yes, sir. They hoisted him up like a tuna fish or something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.